Look, man, check it out, though. Tune in Wednesday at 6 p.m. to the Wrong Car East podcast. Underdog gonna be on that thing. You know what I'm talking about?
First unlock, nigga. Mandatory yard, bro. Shit might pop, nigga. Dedication, loyalty, phase, and a couple shootouts. And nigga, if you ain't with that blow, what the fuck you about? Tattoos don't mean shit now. It's just some fashion. Niggas used to get inked up. Who got it bracket? Last of a dying breed. We the plug. Now it's time to show these young ass niggas on how to blood. This be not for sale.
Yo, it's Death of the Cloud Chaser TV, man. We back up in this thing again, man, at Wrong County East Podcast, man. Y'all already know what time it is, man. We got a very special guest online. Special guest, can you introduce yourself just in case the people don't know and let them know where they can follow you at?
Underdog, I'm Hawthorne. You can follow me on Instagram at unda.dawg. Shit, that's all I really be on is the Instagram. Facebook, I'll be on and off that shit. But tap in on that Instagram, though. Or hit that YouTube, though, and subscribe to my channel.
Underdog. What's the YouTube? Underdog?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, dope, man. Y'all search that right now.
The Underdog 1, though. THAUNDADAWG, the number 1.
Got you. Y'all go tap in right now, man. Y'all go tap in, man. If y'all new to it, we about to get y'all in tune. Man, let's start from the beginning, bro. Like growing up, you know, your teenage years, like what type of guy was you? You know what I mean? Was you in Hawthorne at the time?
Oh yeah, I was in the streets with it, man. Growing up, teenage years. Shit. The streets was my school, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas stopped going to school at 15. It was streets from there on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So was it straight to the streets? You know, was it any like ball or anything like that, or you just, you know, straight?
I mean, I played a little football, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A little Pop Warner, you know what I mean? I was already in the streets though, so it really didn't last, like, you know what I'm saying? But like I was born into the streets, so it was always a part of me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. So like growing up like that, you know, is that coming from Hawthorne, you think? Like growing up like that, like when the streets is so, you know, involved at that point, you know, even growing up as a child.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Hawthorne, you know what I mean? But I come from all over, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Hawthorne, but I lived all over, I should say, like, you know what I mean? I done lived in L.A., I done lived in Compton, I done lived in Paramount, you know what I mean? But I was born, you know what I mean, in fucking Los Altos Hospital, you know what I'm saying, in Long Beach. But I lived in the jungle, shit. I went to Hillcrest, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I lived in L.A., I went to 97th Street School. Like, I went to Bret Hart, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been all over L.A. County, but I'm from Hawthorne, though.
I got you. And, like, you know, just for the people that don't, like, they wouldn't know, you know, to try to bring them inside that lifestyle for a second. Like, growing up, like, as a, you know, as a teenager, like, are your enemies teenagers or are they adults at that point?
Shit, both.
Both?
Hell yeah. Growing up, like, shit, your enemies was your enemies, you know what I'm saying? And they big homies is your enemies too, like, so it ain't no certain age group you take on once you got some enemies, like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no age group when it comes to the street shit, like, once you in that shit, you in it.
Gotcha.
You don't know what angle it's coming from, you know what I'm saying? It could come from a young nigga, it could come from an old nigga. That's how the streets go.
No doubt. Then, like, you know, what did music come around at this time? Was you starting to do music?
No, I always liked music. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always, you know, always had a good feeling for music. Always liked it. I didn't really start even thinking about doing music until a nigga had hit prison a couple times. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you get to seeing all these other rappers that's portraying a lifestyle that you really live, you know, and they making a pretty penny off of it, you know what I'm saying? It make you like, man, shit, I could do that shit too, like, you know what I'm saying? And I really lived it though, you know what I'm saying? These niggas is choosing to be a part of something that they ain't really grow up in.
Right. And like with that, like with that, like you saying, like even with the culture, you know, being prevalent inside of music, and you know, a lot of people not who they say they are. Like, was it hard for you to transition into that world though?
What, to transition into doing music?
Yeah.
Nah, because shit, I live my life through music. Like, you know what I'm saying? I only rap about shit I've been through, or shit I've been around, or shit that I did. Like, you know what I mean? Or shit that I seen. You know, so the transition was never hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just do it. You know, and being in jail, you sitting in the cell, like, shit, you got nothing but hours, 23 hours in the fucking cell, and nigga, you got plenty of opportunity to write and get your thoughts together on, you know what I'm saying, listen to other people's shit, like, and see how you coming, like, okay, this nigga coming like this, I gotta come like this, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm my own worst critic. I can't put no shit out there and this shit be garbage, like, you know what I'm talking about? I hear some shit that's garbage, I'm gonna let a nigga know, man, that shit garbage though, like, you know what I'm talking about?
No, no doubt. We got Bucket Rule in the building.
Hell yeah, that's a little homie. What up?
Yo, what's going on, homie?
Well, what's cracking with it?
Oh, man. Can't call it, brother. Your name, Bucket Rule?
Yeah.
Let the people know who you are, man.
I'm Hawthorne Buck, man. We bracking with my nigga Underdog, man. What's happening?
Okay, got you, got you. No doubt, no doubt. So, like, with the music, and then, like, the music being, you know, the culture, the gang culture being a part of the music. And then, okay, so, like, Hawthorne, Piru, right?
Yeah.
So, is like, just for the people who don't know, is, like, all Piru's the same or is it different, you know, in region?
We all the same. You know, you got different sets that, you know, have different things going on in a section where, you know, it creates a little separation with Piru shit. But as far as this being anything different, we all come up under the same umbrella. You know what I'm saying? We all the same. We all Piru's. Piru's, we all Bloods. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all one. You know what I mean? There is some separation that gets created, you know what I'm saying, between, you know, certain people hoods and, you know, whatever they got going on in their section, but as a whole, nah, we won. We gonna always be one.
Okay, and what about the thing where some people will say that, like, Piru's, they not Bloods.
Man, that's them people that don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I wasn't raised like that. I was raised, we all was one. You know what I mean? Separation started getting created as different generations came along, and, you know, different people start getting led into what we already had going on, and they create their opinions and, you know, on what they feel is this and what they feel is that, but they ain't gonna do that shit around the motherfuckers who started this shit, you know what I'm saying? They gonna do that shit from a distance, like, you know what I'm saying? They not finna try to change no rules on how we grew up doing this shit in our faces, like, you know what I mean? They gonna try to do that shit overseas or in another country or another state, or, you know what I mean, and try to switch up what we got. But, you know, that's creating separation, like, you know what I mean? We all one though.
No, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And then, like, you know, stand right there, like, you know, you had the verse, the Be Not For Sale, right?
Yeah,
the Be Not For Sale. So, like, you know, that's been a big topic on the internet, like, you know, people, you know, reaching out to big homies online, like Facebook, etc., and never really meeting them and stuff like that. And I guess that's where, like, the B would be for sale, stuff like that. What did you mean?
Well, I was a part of the Be Not For Sale remix, and I'm just a part of the movement. And I pushed the movement that the homies was pushing, but, you know, what the homies mean by this being not for sale is, like, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Your money can't get you up in this, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how much dollars you got. Your money can't get you up in this, you know what I'm saying? Now, true enough, like, you got niggas that got money that want to hang around Bloods and want to be cool with Bloods, and that's all good, like, you know what I mean? But acting and saying like you one of us, that's that's where it stops at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not, like, if you're not really one of us, you're not one of us. You know what I'm saying? You can't just jump up in this shit just because you got a couple $1 million, like, you know what I'm saying? And you done met some riders that's over here, you know what I'm saying, that's with the shit, and you feel protected, so you feel like you could just jump into this P-Funk or this Blood thing. Nah, that ain't how it go. That ain't how we was raised. Like, you know, we can get money together, though, but as far as anything other than getting money together, nah, that's where the big homies, like, nah, this being this P not for sale. Like, niggas got fed up with seeing niggas do the type of shit that they was doing up under our umbrella, though. Like, and you can't just do that. You can't just walk up on this, you know what I mean? You won't run across the wrong niggas, you nigga gonna have your whole shit wired up trying to act like you one of the homies. You know what I'm saying? And you not. You know?
Right. For sure. And like far as like the East Coast and West Coast politics, like is it a difference in, like, with the East Coast and the West Coast banging? Is it still one?
It's a total difference. Mm-hmm. Just by little shit that I see, like, you know what I mean? How they talk, words they use, how they act, like, it's a total difference. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, you do got some homies that's on the East Coast that respect the guidelines that goes on out here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Them is the homies that get the same respect in return. But the niggas who try to change up our culture and want to do shit different with our culture that we didn't grow up doing, we ain't accepting that. Like, you know what I mean? It don't just because it's like this. You chose to be a part of us. You know what I'm saying? We didn't choose to be a part of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So you choose to be a part of something. Don't try to change something that we created, you know what I'm saying, and was created before me. You know what I mean? I had to go by them guidelines, you know what I'm saying, and so do you. Like, you know, especially if you want to be a part of what we got going on, you know what I'm saying? We didn't ask to be a part of y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
It's like you got motherfucking a certain way people cook food and shit at restaurants, and they got a recipe for that shit, you know what I'm saying? That recipe stays the same, regardless of the employees. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, we bloods. We power rules. We grew up a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way we supposed to keep it going. You know what I mean? Just because you from motherfucking New York or wherever, East Coast, and, you know what I mean, state that you from, you know, that don't mean you could change up how we do shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. Capital J, we got Capital J online, man. Can you introduce yourself, brother?
What up, man? I'm Capital J. That's my alias.
Yeah.
Rap, man. You know, I'm from New York and shit. But I understand what he talking about, too. Because I had a nigga, you know what I'm saying, come out here, save my life from a situation. Or, like, I was 8 at the time. And then it's like, the government, they trying to change a whole bunch of shit. I couldn't mm-hmm. even explain it to them. Like, they looking at us as, like, we type of, you know what I'm saying, some promotion type shit. But at the same time, it was really about protecting niggas' hoods and shit. Niggas was trying to kidnap me at the age of 8.
Gotcha.
Wild shit.
No, gotcha. Yo, Bucket Rule. Yo, how you feel about that? How you feel about it?
As far as what, the East Coast,
yeah.
West Coast, or
as far as East Coast, West Coast.
I mean, you know, it's. Man, they rules and shit is way different than ours, man. They do shit different than us. So, you know, this our background, man. So, our backyard and shit. So, we play by the, you know, the older way of doing shit.
No.
You know, they shit way different if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. No, I got you. I got you. So, let me go back. Back to Underdog.
Hey.
Yeah, so like, you know, so what, you know, like, hold on, let me see. As far as the COVID awareness, you had something to speak on COVID awareness? I know, you know, you've been from California. Oh. It's a hot, you know what I'm saying, state right now.
Hey, man, stay safe, big dog. Don't take that shit lightly. You know what I'm saying? But if hey, y'all need them COVID masks, though, I got them, though, the Money Dog specials. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can tap in for the Yabba Dabba Do, though. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, stay safe, man. Stop. Don't think shit is a game out here. You know what I mean? This shit is real. A lot of people don't want to accept it as real, but the shit is real. Like, you know, only time motherfuckers want to really accept it as real is when it hit home. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that they know end up getting it. So then they know it ain't no motherfucking joke. Because other than that, when the shit first came around, man, motherfuckers was running around clowning like a motherfucker. Oh, blood, you got the Barona. And then in the whole y'all would ever do like this shit was funny. And, you know,
right.
You know, clown around with it too at the moment. Like, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga, that shit never left. Like, hold up, man, this shit serious. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, no doubt, no doubt. What about you, Bucket Root? Like, California being a hot spot right now.
Man, I'm out of town in Indiana, man, and this shit, you know, that shit all the same, man. That shit, that Corona shit, like he said, I thought it was a game in the beginning too.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, this shit is real. You gotta be careful out here, man.
No, no doubt, no doubt. Capital J, New York. You in the building from New York, right?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, you in the building from New York, though, right? It's going up, huh? Same thing, the numbers is going up. It's crazy, right, with the COVID. How you feel about it? Like,
I feel like it's a fake virus. You know, they just want to control certain things. They just want to control, like, as far as the market for like, certain things to get sold. You know, there's toilet paper, there's masks, there's a bunch of shit going on. That's what I feel. I feel like that's a fake virus. But at the same time, like, it's just crazy how it's just targeting black communities. You don't really see white people dying from it. That's what I think. That shit is just all like a little setup because they ran out of shit to do, you know, the government. They just want to control shit.
No, I got you. I got you. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. No, Underdog. So, like, what you got planned, man? Like, what you got planned for this year, man? I know the COVID, like, speaking on the COVID is stopping a lot of, you know, music videos, et cetera, being shot, you know, different things, like, different motions that a normal entertainer will be doing at this point in time.
Man, I'm just trying to get to the money and stack it, man. Everybody out here getting their little money and they trying to spin it up, man. I'm trying to get to the money, stack it, and make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got a video coming up anyway. You know, I got an album about to come out called On the Fingers. It's been about to come out for a minute. You know what I mean? I got a lot of grief about it ain't coming out, but you know, timing is everything. So yeah, I'm about to drop an album called On the Fingers shortly within like the next week and a half. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna put no date on it. I'm just gonna put that motherfucker up.
Oh, dope, dope. So you gonna shoot? You gonna have videos for it and everything?
Oh yeah, definitely. I already dropped one video for the album. It's called Sliding, so you can go check that out on YouTube. It's one on there called Sliding. That's gonna be on the album. On the Fang is gonna be on the album. I got a few features gonna be on the album.
Dope, dope, yeah,
it's gonna
dope.
Be right there.
Dope, and you gotta And you done music with Mitchie Slick. Salute Mitchie Slick, man. Wrong County East Podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah, I fuck K. with man. The homie. I fuck you. With all my Dago niggas, man.
No, salute for real. No, no doubt, no doubt, man. Now we appreciate you. What was this the song that we were supposed to play on here? What was the name of
that
it?
On the Fingers. That on the Fingers.
On the Fingers. Okay, yeah, we'll drop the, in the, on the
album title.
Dope, 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 dope. on the thing. So we definitely gonna put that on rotation.
That's gonna be the next video that's coming out too.
Dope, dope. Y'all get in tune with that, man. Y'all go search him up right now, man. Like, at the end of the day, support, man. Support. That's what we talking about.
Search that name right there, Underdog on iTunes. I got projects on there called Doggy Style, Cow Time. You know, you could just search me up, man. Search me on Spotify. Search me on YouTube, iTunes, Rhapsody, shit, Google Play. Tap in.
No, no doubt, no doubt. Bucket Rule, Bucket Rule, you got anything up and coming, man?
Man, hey, we got so much shit, man, that we ain't even, oh, man. Shit, man, really. If that's the case, man, we could drop one tomorrow or something, man. We got so much shit. To tell you the truth, for shit.
But
we're going to
be on the album. He makes
the
cut. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to
be on the album.
Dope. Dope, dope. Oh, that's what's up, man. I like that, man. Hey, Capital J, you got something coming out?
I mean, I got, like, a few tracks on my SoundCloud, but as far as, like, studio-wise, like, I just got to keep writing. I got a couple tracks out.
No, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And you say you from New York. What part of New York you from?
Long Island.
Long Island. So we got Long Island in the building and Hawthorne. Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I appreciate you guys tapping in with us, man, on the Wrong Kind East podcast, man. Hopefully we can do this again, especially when the as the projects drop, so we can do some promotion for you, man.
Hell yeah.
No, no doubt, man. We salute you, man. Anything y'all got to leave us with? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Salute, fam. Salute. It's Death for the Cloud Chaser TV, man. Wrong Kind East podcast, man. We back.
Now. That Hawthorne like 90-250 at all. It's that old prairie ass phone star. Fucking with my chili nigga. Wrist ducking Dave was my idols as a little nigga. Everything Mando, bandana like Rambo. Wiping shells off for the chopper, let that thing go. But blocker, blocker. All them niggas is running now. Blocker, blocker. New Pyro's gunning now. Headed down Rosecrans to stop the stall. I need a cold 50 in and something sweet for these hoes. It's that beat off talk, it's that Pyro talk. Nigga, cherry flag hanging when I Pyro walk. Nigga got a disagreement, then on the fingers we fall. The blood disrespect the violence. Yo, we gon' get shot. John T, 2100, let him know what it's do though. From drinking cups of yak to win a bounty off Pruno. La Doggy a food up, and I put that on the set. My VIP to all our homies who got killed off wet, nigga.
Fingers. All I know is gang bangers. From Compton to Watson.
I'm a Hawthorne banger. Fingers.
Nigga, that's on the fingers.
Nigga, that's on the fingers.
That's on the fingers. All I know is gang bangers from Compton to Watsy.
I'm a Hawthorne banger. Fingers.
All I know is gang bangers. Fingers.
Nigga, that's on the fingers. Blood, that's our shit. Any nigga disagreeing, we about to start some shit. Nigga, Hawthorne the fruit thighs, nigga, what a doodle. And free Lil Duck. Shout out to Puka Rudo. That's Bonamaniac. Free G-Rainiac. My niggas on death row, but the niggas ain't playing that. And I ain't playing either, nigga. My daddy Big Beaver. Got a cold right hand. Nigga, I call it Jeepers. Nah. I'm in some all red sneakers. Ooh. Smashing down prairie and I'm playing for keepers. Nah. 215s, pyroing through speakers. Chin up, chest out like a motherfucking leader on a
fingers. All I know is gang bangers from Compton to Watson.
I'm a Hawthorne banger. Fingers.
Nigga, that's on the fingers.
Nigga, that's on the fingers.
That's on the fingers. All I know is gang bangers from Compton to Watson.
I'm a Hawthorne banger. Fingers.
All I know is gang bangers. Fingers.
Nigga, that's on the fingers. No.